Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Christmas season. We want to look at Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 today. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. The man's name was Octavian, the adopted son of Julius Caesar. And after Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC, Octavian shared the throne with his brother Antony. However, Antony fell under the spell of an Egyptian queen named Cleopatra. And after they were married, they set out to defeat Octavian for the sole power of the empire. At the Battle of Actium, 31 BC, Octavian defeated Antony and Cleopatra. And after the battle, Antony and Cleopatra fled to Egypt and committed suicide. That left Octavian as the sole ruler of the empire, the Caesar. And shortly after, he was named the chief citizen of the Roman Republic and was given the name Augustus. Caesar Augustus ruled the world, or so he thought. It was a sovereign God who used Caesar Augustus to issue that decree so that his chosen couple would travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. There the Savior would be born. As the proverb says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. Lord, you have always been and always will be in charge of every king and country. Help my confidence to always rest in your power and your sovereign work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We know the Christmas season can be challenging for many people. We would like to pray with you during this season. Just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org, and we'd love to pray for you here at The Journey.